In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Colorado is moving into a worrisome new wave of the pandemic. That's according to the governor and top state health officials. Governor Jared Polis says hospitalizations, cases, and transmission are all going up. And ICU capacity could be exceeded in December if residents don't limit social interactions.
We just have this short window of time to get this back under control before the holiday season. And we need to do it.
A report from the Center for Public Integrity released Tuesday underscored the urgency. Colorado joined 30 other states now in the red zone for new coronavirus cases. That's according to information obtained from the White House Coronavirus Task Force. A federal class action lawsuit filed Tuesday claims Boulder Valley School District is failing to educate children with special needs during the pandemic. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The suit says the district isn't complying with federal law ensuring students with disabilities get their needs met. Attorney Igor Rakin filed the lawsuit on behalf of two students with severe disabilities.
Online will not work for them. Remote will not work for them. They have to be in the classroom.
The suit asks that children with disabilities have access to in-person learning 5 days a week. Right now, the district allows students with intensive needs to come into schools 2 days a week. The district says it's working hard during a crisis to serve students with special needs. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And for the first time ever, NASA has collected a piece of an asteroid in space, thanks to a spacecraft built in Littleton. Lockheed Martin served as mission control Tuesday for OSIRIS-REx as it landed for about 15 seconds on an asteroid 200 million miles away.
We're going in. We're going in. Touchdown declared.
All right.
Sampling is in progress.
OSIRIS-REx has orbited around the asteroid for about 2 years, mapping out the right spot to land. Researchers hope the fragments will help answer questions about how life started on Earth. The samples are expected to arrive back on Earth in about 3 years. Smoky skies around Boulder today and tonight. Lows across Metro Denver and the Springs in the mid to upper 40s. Right now it's 74 degrees in Denver. You're listening to CPR News.